Doesn't matter if you're a pro or just playing for fun. Doesn't matter if it's a global stage or a backyard. The moment you play for a Michelob Ultra, everything changes. The focus sharpens. The game gets real. Every point, every play, every move suddenly means something more. Because nothing raises the stakes of a good game like playing for a Superior Light Beer. Superior is worth playing for. Michelob Ultra. Superior Light Beer. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2026. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
From the 102.7 ESPN studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Jeff and Ed Show.
Hey, welcome aboard, everybody. I'm Ed Clements, along with former soccer all-star Jeff Ward. Jeff has gotten to watch soccer for the last 2 hours. I've been talking about illegal immigration and Iran the last 2 hours.
Yeah,
but what a game it was today.
Oh, man.
Spain advances. Spain has defeated Belgium, the team that defeated the United States earlier this week. Spain wins at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, 2-1 this afternoon.
No, it didn't look like SoFi to me.
It's SoFi.
No, sir. Well, that was outdoors somewhere.
Yeah, SoFi's outdoors.
No, sir. That'd be Kansas City, I believe.
No.
You're correct. I think you are correct.
I don't believe you're correct. Want to bet a bottle of wine?
Sure.
A bottle of wine on.
All right. Kyle, settle this within 30 seconds, please.
Yeah. I Googled it less than an hour ago.
Well, yeah. I don't know what Google you use, but you got tricked.
I'm still on the Mexican damn internet. I'll tell you that.
I don't
much.
Care what
Son
country you're getting the information from.
No, it's SoFi.
From.
It's SoFi. No, I'll show you pictures. Sergio Garcia posted something on Instagram. He was with his two. They won in Kansas City, I tell you that much. They won Kansas City.
It wasn't in SoFi.
Well,
this game that was just on, it wasn't SoFi.
Thank you very much.
How's that SoFi? It's outside.
Wine for me.
It's a glass roof.
Muchas gracias.
Do they have no roof?
You leave it's this glass. Studio right now. Go get me a bottle of Spanish wine or Twin Liquors. Go right now. Go right now.
Did they take the roof back?
It looked awfully open to me.
It looked wide open.
Yeah.
Like open sky kind of thing.
I'll show you
this. It's straight glass. The ceiling, the roof is just straight glass. So, there will be a game in Kansas City tomorrow.
Yes, we know that. The other game's in Miami.
I've never seen a game at SoFi look like that just looked.
God, I wish you'd have bet me about 20 bottles of wine.
No, I wasn't going to do that. But it sucks. I mean, I feel terrible for Belgium.
Why? They beat our American team. I'm glad they lost.
They should have lost. Spain got lucky in this game. Absolutely lucky. Here's why. First of all, Belgium didn't sit back and camp and park the bus. Mm-hmm. They went out and played. And these two teams went up and down. Belgium, even though he wasn't challenged by the U.S., I'll stretch it and say one of the five best goalkeepers in the world, but probably one of the two or three. Courtois, Ed's favorite player. This guy is playing his ass off. Shot after shot. He gets hurt. And the game is open. It just completely opened up. That's why one of the reasons why I thought it was in the heat, because they just it just turned into a track meet.
Well, they were on the pitch at noon, but it started at 2. It was noon there in L.A.
But that's because
look how bright it is. You're right, but
it doesn't look anything like SoFi.
Well, I saw the picture earlier from Sergio, and you owe me by the one.
Yeah.
Good. Go get it. Go get it.
But he gets hurt.
The goalkeeper got hurt, okay.
And then this is like in the 85th minute.
It was 1-1 at that time. Yeah.
He goes walking off.
While we're talking on immigration.
His replacement comes on the field, okay, which is pressure to say the least.
Yeah.
He comes on the field. Spain hits a shot right at him. He bobbles it.
And what happened?
For an easy tap-in.
Did he not go left or right like you told me a few weeks ago?
Exactly. It's a total cluster.
Wow.
You know what? Spain scores to go up 2-1. There's 5 minutes left. Belgium threw everything they could to try to. I mean, it was just a.
That is really gut wrenching if that happens.
Yeah, that's losing your quarterback at the 2-minute warning.
Mm.
When you're on a drive. Poor guys. Wow-wee. That's too bad. I really admire the way they played. I mean, Spain is the better team.
Look at that roof. It's kind of glass, plastic or something up there.
Yeah, it's pretty bright. But
it's a beautiful stadium. They should be playing the finals there, let's be honest.
I agree.
Not that half-ass place where you played a college football game.
I know.
1985 or 84.
I know. In New Jersey.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Why not?
I don't know.
It would start too early here for the rest of the world.
Well, maybe the Tony Sopranos in waste management gave FIFA something. I don't know.
Probably so.
Or FIFA, or the Tony Sopranos type threatened FIFA and they relented.
Could be. Could be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well.
I'm sorry I didn't get to see this one.
Good. It was really well played. The second half was fun. I mean, Spain got much more of a game than they thought. I'm not sure it's not a one-team tournament now, but whatever.
Okay, what do you mean by that? Because you've always told me that France and Spain were among your favorites, but you also have great affinity for Messi and Argentina, and you like that big galoot from Norway, and I like the three lions from England. So explain that conjecture.
Okay, look up the betting sites right now. If France is not the overwhelming...
It's all about betting.
Yeah, it is.
It's all about betting.
If France isn't the overwhelming favorite, then Kyle's on crack. They've been... They're schooling people. They're making it look easy. They go get their three goals.
Really good.
And then, they just keep... They come at waves, and what they have is they're so big... And so long. So they get in a game with Argentina. This is boring, people. Or Spain.
Argentina's small guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to, they know what to do. They're going to, the ball's going to get in the air a lot. And they're going to, they're so tall all across the field. Mbappe is the most dangerous player probably in the tournament outside
of
Holland.
Is he a one name man? Is this just go by Mbappe? Or is it like.
Well, his name is Kylian Mbappe.
Oh, Kylian. He had a first name, one like Jerry Mbappe or Jason Mbappe.
Like Steve Mbappe?
Steve Mbappe, but he does have a first name because you just called him.
So I'm just saying Mbappe. That they nobody has the firepower they do. They score at will and then decide to, you know, go to the bench and take a rest.
Yeah.
They're just, I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure they're the betting favorite. They got to be.
Help me pronounce the name of the big guy from Norway that's so dominant, that's so good.
What is it?
Erling Haaland.
Erling Haaland.
H-A-A-L-A-N-D.
Is it two A's and one L? Whatever.
Number nine, yeah.
Your kid got a shirt. Or
I know
fake
Ben
shirt,
got a shirt in Mexico.
Or a bootleg shirt.
He got a bootleg. A damn fine looking Manchester City. You know where he was born?
Is he English?
He's English. He was born in England.
He's
yeah.
been a good, yeah.
His dad was playing in the Premier League.
His dad was in the Premier League. And
that's right.
Spent the first years of his life there.
So he could have played for England.
Yeah, he could have played for England.
People were asking him, why do you have an English accent? He goes, I'm English.
He's English, yeah. But he left England when his dad left professional soccer. They went home to Norway. And yeah, he thought about it, but now he says, thought about it briefly because he said, it's always going to be Norway. I play for
him. If he's on the English team, they're the world champions.
Wow.
Okay, that's it. I mean, that's between he and Harry Kane. That's like saying, let's see. Well, it's kind of what the Rams are doing. That's like saying you get Myles Garrett,
like the
Aaron
Rams are
Donald,
doing, yeah. Stafford,
TJ Watt.
Yeah.
And. Give me another great defensive lineman. And Lawrence Taylor on your defensive line.
Yeah.
That's what that would be in soccer terms, but on the scoring side of it. You would have the most freakish player in the sport who nobody can handle. Then you have a guy who is just absolutely on fire scoring goals. It would be almost unfair. They would be the world champions. So, I don't know. Can he beat England by himself? He might. Maybe.
Tomorrow, England and Norway at 4.
Do you follow his... I assume you, like everyone else, and follow his girlfriend?
I've never seen his girlfriend, Jeff. I don't go in that arena because I'm a man of sports. I'm not a man of lust like you. Argentina and Switzerland at 8.
I've never followed her, but I know that she has a big following. He's a hideous-looking man.
He looks like a guy in a Bond movie, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he got it.
He really does that look.
But
he's
funny. His videos from Dallas when he went to this. So people that have followed this, he goes to this Western wear shop in Dallas. They have to shut it down because of the crowd.
Wow.
And so, needless to say, he calls up some of his buddies, who are making a lot of money, and they say, we'll gladly shut the store down, start buying. And he did, and he started posting videos. And they sold out of the hat and boots that he bought in like an hour or something.
Yeah.
That's how much impact he has when he walked in, and it's a giant guy. I don't even know if they have boots that big. He's a giant dude. He's a hideous man, though.
He does look like a James Bond villain.
He kind of does. That Cro-Magnon head?
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of looks like the guy in Rocky, too.
Dolph Lundgren. He does actually look like Dolph. He's an uglier Dolph Lundgren.
He was the cutest little baby. I saw a picture. He's like 4 years old, he and his brother and his sister in England.
Yeah. They say he's a great, I mean, he seems like a great guy. He handles himself really well publicly.
It's the best of both worlds. He makes, $51 million for Manchester United?
Easily.
And
Man
gets
City.
To play for the home.
Get it right,
home,
they'll fight you.
Manchester City. Yeah. Where is that located? Outside London someplace?
That would be in Manchester.
Manchester. I don't know my English geography very well.
Manchester's
How far
city.
Away is it from London? Is it...
Well, how far Manchester is? Was that an hour and a half, 2 hours on the train?
What's London's team?
Well, there's dozens of them.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's...
Where's every neighborhood has their own
where's
team.
Every neighborhood. It's like baseball was in
Tottenham's in London.
Yeah.
Tottenham's in London. Okay.
Yeah, there's teams on... Just pick a side of London, and you have your teams.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. I played with somebody in a terrible team. Poor team. Queen's Park Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
I played with them.
Are they Premier League?
No, they are far from it. They're a long way from it.
They go up and down a lot.
They've been around, but they had their days. But there's like, I mean, there's Arsenal, there's Tottenham.
Yeah. Chelsea.
There's Chelsea, which is a great stadium and a great neighborhood.
Liverpool, is that a good?
Well, that would be in Liverpool,
I know. I'm just asking, is Liverpool a good team?
Well, yeah.
Don't get so touchy.
They won the Premier League.
Oh, they did? I didn't know they won the Premier League.
So, well, Arsenal did.
Yeah, my bad.
But they did a year or two ago. So, yeah, they're a legendary franchise. But there are neighborhoods. Like, your team is your you walk to the stadium, and they're all over the city.
Like Ted Lasso.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the name of the team in Ted Lasso? That had they're the Greyhounds.
I don't remember.
The town. They have terrible uniforms. But there's the mistake on the replay.
Oh, he knocked it right out in the middle.
It's just a train wreck of a loss. It'd be like a guy, this hurts. You hit a routine punt. There's a minute and a half left in the game.
Against Georgia.
And the dude just drops it. They recover.
And they score. And Buster.
It'd be kind of like that.
Michigan State beat Michigan.
Oh, and the punt
10 years ago.
And the ball goes right to him, and he bobbles it. And he just got on the field. He just came out there.
Oh, man. It hurts.
He's lucky he's not in another country.
I'm going to be at Dirty's tomorrow for their 100th birthday. Kyle, can you use somebody else to do the producing, come down with us tomorrow?
I wish.
Wish you could, too. We'll be there 5 to 7. They're going to have 100-year-old commemorative T-shirts and glasses. At Dirty's. They're going to be doing it all day long. We'll be there on the radio, the 15th Club Golf Show on the End Zone Club tomorrow. So it's going to be a lot of fun at Dirty Martin's. And they'll have the soccer on the big screen.
Are you going to wear a jersey or have a scarf, or are you going to go Norwegian?
I'm for the three Lions.
That's right. That's right. You're the Lions.
I'm a Lions guy, but I will probably be wearing my Dirty's commemorative T-shirt
tomorrow.
Since
you were talking immigration, name the team that says they were in on Brendan Sorsby.
The team, they say, we're in on Brendan's immigration.
It's not reported.
How does it have to do with immigration?
No, I said you were down the hall talking immigration, so you didn't hear me set this up. But it is reported now there was a team that was in on, that wanted Brendan Sorsby.
Okay, don't tell me. Is it a Power 4 team?
Hey, it's the NFL, man.
you didn't make that clear.
What's a supplemental draft?
Okay, now he's in the supplement. I thought you meant last year. You've got to be more clear.
Sorry.
Get the wine open and you'll clear your mind.
It's okay.
Clear your cluttered head.
Exactly.
Okay, I know it is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We thought there was going to be a supplemental draft into the NFL, so I think smartly said, no. We're not doing this right now. We've heard enough of this circus.
Well, we heard the Browns. Was it the Jets as well?
I need
Cowboys?
You to
I'll pick the Dallas Cowboys.
It was the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, that's how stupid the owner is.
Could you imagine how much of a circus that would have turned into.
Jerry wanted someone with more skeletons in his closet than he has.
Than he is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Yahoo is reporting this now, that Dallas was open to using a second round pick on Brandon Sorsby.
Jerry. Why? You got Joe Milton back there who can throw an orange 100 yards.
Okay, there's so many things wrong with that, and I wonder, and I'm going to assume the NFL was smart enough to go, this is ending today.
Yeah.
We're not going to do this. But I wonder if the old man didn't bring it up and the NFL office go, are you kidding me? We can't let this happen. Not because they're out to get Dallas, but because that would be a that would make the Texas Tech public relations effort look genius.
Mm-hmm.
He would mess that up so badly. So it makes me wonder if the NFL didn't say,
Jerry
wants him, let's get this over with now, forget it. Because you know how he'd handle that. He would act as if he is a addiction expert.
Oh, yeah. I've had addictions in my life. I was addicted to air stewardesses from Southwest Airlines, and I beat that. Didn't I, Gene? Yeah, you did. I beat, Stephen, didn't I beat? Yes, you did, Daddy. I used to be addicted to oil wells. I just go drill every which way.
But a second-round pick.
I know. Asinine.
You have a quarterback.
Yeah, asinine, Jerry.
You have the highest-paid player in the game who's coming off one of his two best seasons of his career. The fact that they even thought of that, that's the life of Dak Prescott. I know he's rich. But imagine he wakes up the next morning.
Hey, Dak, we got good news.
What did we just do?
Our quarterback room has one more. You can bet on it. Good Lord.
I mean, I think it would have been, I could see somebody saying, I don't know who it would be, a six-round pick or whatever. Just, hey, we'll take a chance. But a second, and for a team like Dallas, that if you make a list of what Dallas doesn't need, quarterback is pretty high on that list.
The more you talked about it, I was defending Brandon Sorsby as a pretty good quarterback, but the more I looked at his games and looked at his stats, I'm kind of going, meh.
Yeah, meh.
Meh.
I mean, even if he didn't have, this is a big if, but even if he didn't have the gambling issues, it's a stretch to say he's a second-round pick, especially for a team that has a quarterback. It's not like you can tell Dak, you're going to get cut. They're paying that dude no matter what. It's just a stupid move, opposite of the gambling. There's going to be a time when Dallas has to pick his successor, but they don't need to be in the second round of the supplemental draft to a guy who's...
Well, this guy that needs to still be in rehab.
He's in rehab. And if anyone that couldn't handle that publicly, it's Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
It's Jerry Jones.
Jerry.
I mean, most other franchises could do it and lay low and be quiet. He could not.
No.
He could not help himself.
No, he could not.
He'd be hugging that guy.
I want to be in the action.
Brent Sorsby would just be embarrassed.
No, he'd be going, he'd get a lot of money.
That he doesn't deserve. I hope it all works out for the guy, but he's not a second-round pick right now in the supplemental draft. And he's sure the heck not. I mean, Dallas doesn't need to pick any quarterback in the second round. If they picked one of the sixth or seventh, I guess.
Right. Dak's going to be there for three, maybe four more years.
But why would you invite that circus?
Because you're Gerald. Jerry Jones. Why did he entertain?
I know.
You get Johnny Manziel years ago.
Well, they got Greg Hardy, remember?
Yeah.
Beating his girlfriend and throwing her on a couch of rifles.
Yeah.
So that's life if you're Dak Prescott.
That makes Joe Milton feel really good, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They wake up one morning going, what was our boss doing?
Yeah.
The guy who's been kicked out of the sport, we were going to use a second-round pick on him to take my place. That would have been, I wish it would have happened because he would handle that so badly.
Oh.
There's no telling what Jerry Jones would say.
He's not that good.
No. At least not yet. I don't know. I mean, does anybody ever talk about how good Brendan Sorsby is? Other than Texas Tech?
Joey McGuire loved the guy. He loved the guy, and I think he was sought after because he's an older quarterback. He's big. He could run. He could pass. But I just don't think he was of the elite of the elite. When I think of Arch, it's going to be elite. When you think of Dante Moore, elite. You think of other quarterbacks. You think of the quarterback now for Baylor from Florida. I think he's an elite quarterback.
DJ Lagway?
Yeah, I think DJ Lagway. I do. I think DJ Lagway at times was elite and is elite.
When he played Texas.
Oh.
He didn't have to do much then either.
Well, got a point there. Yeah, Jeff, you owe me by the wine because the game today, Spain and Belgium, was SoFi.
I tell you, that is the clearest roof of all time.
Yeah, it looks like it's open and sunny. And
it does.
Yeah.
Well, now it makes a little more sense how the game opened up because it turned into a track meet. It was fun. It was really fun to watch. Really well played.
Yeah.
I mean, give hats off to Belgium. I did not think they were that good, but they again played their ass off.
I like their coach.
You do.
He'll be selling insurance next week.
Yeah, he looks like he's a claims adjuster somewhere.
Was he wearing the tie again today?
He wore a coat and tie today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it does look like he's going to come over and offer you a new policy. We got great rates on that 2018 Camry.
All right, we're going to take a break. Pop open that vino, my friend. Fine wine.
420.
Well, it's fun. I don't care.
Okay.
The afternoon is young, and so am I.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What do we got today?
We've got a delicious, it's called Banshee, Jeff.
You know what? You shop on the cheapest rack there is.
Because I'm buying for you, that's why.
I'll say this, though. There cannot be any wine. I don't know. You were gone for a month and a half on vacation. Whatever the last bottle of wine you showed up here with.
That was bad.
I wouldn't give that to a 20-year-old at Texas State with a bong.
That's some
of the worst wine that anyone could have touched their lips.
I re-gifted that to Brian. I brought that to you. That was
somebody gave you that?
Yeah. Somebody.
Wow.
Someone who knew nothing about wine. It was like,
That had to be one of those $8.99 bottles.
Well, you feed that to people, torture them. Yeah.
Well, you did it to me.
All right.
Of course, then in a pathetic way, I did drink it.
You took it home with you. You downed it before
you got... I downed it at the stoplight.
The stoplight, yeah.
I tried to take it out of my hand. I said, no.
All right, we're going to take a break. After this break, a shocking story from the world of golf. A shocking story. We'll talk about that and much, much more here on 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Learn how to store your gun securely and make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
All right, 512-834-1027. I mentioned Jesse Eisenberg says, I'm all in on the Greg Popovich biopic. He doesn't know if he would get it, but he says, I really want to do it. He says he's the most fascinating person in sports. I tend to agree. I have no idea where the movie stands. He says, Jesse Eisenberg says, I just find him to be the most fascinating person on the planet. He's a tough coach who cries sometimes and talks about the plight of America. People like that are fascinating. On one hand, they're known as nasty. On the other hand, he's a bleeding heart. I don't know if that movie could sell.
I don't know. Jesse Eisenberg's talented. I love The Social Network. He was in that. I love the Zombieland series. He was in that as well.
I mean...
I don't know if it's marketable, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I don't either. I doubt it.
I don't know if it is, because... when you start doing with sports teams, usually, you know, the people who did Hoosiers found a great story.
Is it a true story?
It's a true story,
okay.
Yeah, it's a true story. they've massaged it, Hollywood, but it's a great story. And the same people were hired to do the Freddie Steinmark story,
yeah,
the movie here. Everybody's All-American, and it was a flop.
Yeah.
And it just didn't resonate.
And
because
that's a great story, but it didn't work.
It didn't work because it was too regional, because they had a lot of the, you know, the Eyes of Texas, Hook 'em Horns, Texas Fight.
You know, the film critic in you is coming out
right
now.
Yeah, and I was bitter, too, because I didn't get a part. Audition, but I didn't get a part. See, my beard.
Well, you tried out, and they didn't pick you?
No. No, I auditioned.
How embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. It was very embarrassing. But
you're probably going to work for cheap, too.
Well, I was going to work for Union Scale. I've got, you notice on my face now, you haven't mentioned it.
I have not mentioned it. I've
got an audition in a few weeks.
Wow.
For a Western. Yeah.
Again, so that's so why you're growing the beard.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Been running lines with my wife and stuff.
Okay.
Hey, where are you going over there? It's one of the lines. Yeah.
Is that one of the lines or the only line?
Well, that's one of the lines.
No, that's the line.
And I'm thinking it's, hey. They can't do it. Hey, it's like, hey, where are you going over there? Because I got the beard.
So what's your character?
I think his name is...
like an outlaw Josie Wales? I'm a
cowboy.
Goofball in the background.
I got to get back on the horse and everything. I got to get back on that.
Got some chaps and stuff.
Hey, what are you doing over there? Hey, what are you
doing? Do you shoot anybody?
What are you doing over there? I get to carry a gun if I get the part, yeah.
Wow.
I don't want to get that Alex Baldwin gun. I don't want to kill anybody.
You're going to get your one big break and you're going to shoot someone.
Yeah. Hey, what you doing over there? What are you doing over there?
Is that the line?
It's the line. One of the
lines. So give me like Kyle's the... Who are you talking to?
It's the scene is... This guy's coming on the land where I'm a cowboy, where we work.
I see. You're farming on your own property.
Not farming. I'm ranching. And I'm a cowboy.
Okay.
Cowboy.
All right.
Western is out in the, you know... Hey, what are you doing over there? Hey, what are you doing over there? Yeah. Ooh. Brad Pitt was there today.
With a spectacular woman in a Spanish
shirt. Me likey. Oh, and there's, what's her name, too? She is beautiful.
Penelope
Cruz.
Noel Gallagher? Oh,
Lord.
That's Oasis. Wow, that was quite a...
Sergio was there. Sergio and Angela Garcia were there.
Okay, so let's set the scene.
What are you doing?
Are the bad people coming on your property?
Well, Kyle is a good person, and I'm kind of the bad person.
But let's just pretend he's riding his horse up.
Yeah.
Oh, you're bad.
I'm a bad guy. Yeah, I'm a bad. I'm kind of the rogue people.
Take the audience through the scene as a method.
Remember Gene Hackman in that movie he had with Clint Eastwood that was so good?
Unforgiven?
Unforgiven. I'm kind of in the Gene Hackman group, I'm kind of one of his henchmen.
So give the audience your expertise as a method actor. Let's have it.
Okay. I'll do the sound effects. Galop, 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 galop. Hey, what are you doing over there?
Try a little bit more,
and he says,
more subdued.
He says, who wants to know?
Oh, okay, sorry. Kyle, could you please play along?
Who's,
all right, let's start
Kyle,
over
you say,
again.
Okay, who wants to know?
Okay, wait, do the horse sound. Here comes the horse.
Clap, 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 clap. Hey, what are you doing over there?
Who wants to know?
I damn sure want to know, and I want to know right now.
That's why?
That's the line.
Why?
That's it.
That's it.
Wow. So excited.
Wow.
Yeah. Pow.
You shoot him or he shoots you?
Well, I'm under an agreement where I cannot reveal.
Oh.
They only gave me a page, so I'm not sure if I die or if I shoot or if I kind of ride away on my little horsey. Yeah.
If you get the part.
If I get the part. Yeah.
If you don't, all this beard thing that you're growing is for nothing.
Well.
You paying an acting coach right now?
No, I've got friends in the business that I will not name.
Okay.
Matthew and Kyle. And, I've got a few friends
I'm
leaning on for expression and interpretation.
So what if Josie Wells steps in the scene and says, dying ain't much of a living, boy, and he kills you?
And he kills me. Well, that would be a memorable scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you reveal any other superstars besides yourself?
I really can't, but it's really one of the best directors in Hollywood.
Right.
Somebody
lives in North Austin, probably.
Oh, it's good. It will be a feather in my cap. It will really...
This could launch you.
It will elevate my... What are you chirking over there? It will elevate...
He laughed out loud.
He laughed out loud.
It will
elevate
launch him at...
elevate my status from Friday Night Lights.
Okay. It'll put you back, you know, like directors now are going to start thinking of you again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they forgot you.
Maybe Richard Linklater will know my name instead of...
Maybe heard the show today.
Who are you? Yeah, what's your name again?
Are you going to wear your Stetson?
You know what, Kyle? For the audition, I think I probably will, even though for the scene, per se, it's got to be outside. It's going to be rugged, dirt on my face and stuff with a beard. Ooh. So I'm going to wear it, though, and you're right. I'm going to walk in the audition. I'm glad you reminded me. I'm going to wear the Stetson, blue jeans. I got one of the Howler Brothers cowboy shirts.
Oh.
And I'm
that
gonna
says old-timey Western
when I walk
right
in.
A trendy shirt from South Congress says very old-timey Western.
That they're on West Avenue with her.
Okay, not
on,
sorry.
Yeah. When I walk in there, I'm going to be in character. Yeah, I'm just totally being in character.
Man.
And they asked me
now.
The name.
I mean, Kyle and I are kind of scared of you right now.
And guess what? I've changed my name. I guess I might have to for the IMBD. I'm going by now.
Let's hear the name.
Ed Earl Clements. My name is Ed Earl Clements.
Hetero Clements?
Ed Earl, not Hetero Clements. Good God. Ed Earl Clements.
EAC.
EAC. Yeah. Not, yeah, EEC.
No, EEC. Eek. Ed
Earl.
You're Eek.
Eek. Ed, my name is Ed Earl Clements.
So your stage name going forward now is Ed Earl?
Ed Earl. Yeah. I think I changed it for this show, too.
Is that your movie character's name? Or
I'm going with that. Because
oh,
it's got sounds
this,
a little Western cowboy.
Yeah, it's going to change your career trajectory.
And when they say, well, where are you from, Ed Earl? I'm Brownwood. I won't say I'm from Austin.
I see your angle here.
See the angle there?
You got all these other stiffs out here.
Yeah, you got these, guys from New York and L.A.
I'm the real thing. I'm Ed Earl.
I'm Ed Earl.
I've shot five people this week already.
Brownwood, Texas.
Yeah.
I shot a lot of dove during my time. Yeah.
Yeah. And Tarrytown.
I dated girls with names on the back of their belts.
Wow.
I'm at Earl.
Well, this could be a killer if you don't get it, though.
Devastating.
Yeah.
It'll be devastating.
You're kind of finished.
Pardon me?
You're finished if you don't get it.
The time I put into developing this carrier.
Yeah.
And I've worked on it. Hey. Kyle again. Hey. What are you doing over there?
Who's asking?
I damn sure am asking, boy.
Well, you added boy.
Yeah. Well, see. Sometimes the directors give you poetic license.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Boy. Yeah.
What are you mean doing over there? He's riding right up to your face.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I don't like your line. I don't think it works.
Well, you're not the screenwriter.
All right. I think you'd ad-lib a little bit more.
No, you can't ad-lib that much. They get mad at you if you do that.
What if you said, like, something really country, like, what can I do you for? Instead of being such a hard ass and yelling at somebody, just riding up to your property, what if you did something a little more?
Hey, what can I do you for?
Yeah, a little more, you know, like my grandfather would say.
Yeah.
Maybe be less...
confrontational?
Yeah, and so that way the scene can then turn. Kyle turns out to be jerk, and you just shoot him right in the face.
What are you doing over yonder?
Huh?
What are you doing over yonder? He's not yonder, he's in front of me.
Yeah, you're out there, let's assume you're out there.
I'm on the prairie.
Yeah, and so the missus is churning some butter.
No, there's no women on the set. There's no women on this scene.
It's not a porn film?
It's not a porn film. This is not a Western porn film.
A Western porn film?
Yeah.
Has there ever been a Western porn film?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Roy Rogers.
A Western porn film.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Yeah. So, you know, you got some dogs running around. You got,
I
don't
know. You got no dogs. You're out in the country, fool. There are no dogs out there. They're doggies.
I just think.
They're horses and cattle.
I think the scene might flow a little better instead of being so confrontational because you see him riding up. You're in the prairies.
I'm in the prairie, right. And I see him riding
up
from a distance.
You see him riding
up.
And so.
And the head guy, the Gene Hackman, goes, Eddie, go find out who the hell that is. And I go,
oh, there's another man ordering you around.
Well, sure.
What are you?
I'm an underling. I'm an underling. Underling.
I don't think you can break out in this role.
Well, if I get recognized.
From now on, everyone, it's Ed Earl.
That's right, Ed Earl.
Work that in today.
That's right.
All your tweets.
That's right.
What could Ed Earl, how could we change this maybe to really get you to, would the director would go, holy cow, who is that Ed Earl guy, that hick? Who's the hick?
No, he would say, who's that rugged, Yeah. Handsome.
With that new beard.
Cowboy with a new beard.
New beard.
That he thinks I've had all these years.
Yeah.
Well, he used to have it a long time ago until I shaved it off, until they start calling me
Santa
Claus.
Are you on a horse or are you just standing by a barbed wire fence?
I'm on a horse, man.
Oh, I see.
No barbed wire fence at that time. There's no barbed wire fence. Excuse That's me. Why we want to know what the hell he's doing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. What's the plot here of this film?
I can't reveal it. I cannot reveal it because somebody may steal the idea from the filmmakers.
Okay.
That's taboo. You don't do that.
When are you reading the script for them?
When?
Yeah.
3 weeks.
Wow.
That's a lot of time to go through this one line.
I know. I've got to work on this line.
Yeah.
Ed Earl.
That's right.
Ed Earl.
What's your name? So, sure. Ed Earl. Ed Earl Clements. Where are you from, Ed?
So you're going to sit in a room, they're going to say, next up, Ed Earl.
That's right. They'll say Ed Earl. You'll have, Quincy so-and-so. You'll have some guys from New York.
Yeah.
They'll be
some male
wearing
models.
Their fancy, Nancy black shirts and black pants, looking like they're from New York. But I don't look like the real thing.
Are you going to try to stay in character the next 3 weeks?
No. I'm just
go down the hall and say, Ed Earl, shoot him.
Ed Earl.
Immigrants? Take them out.
What would you do, Ed Earl?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. My die is cast down the hall. They know I'm the village liberal down there. Or the moderate. Ed Earl. That's it.
Huh.
You're catching on, aren't you?
No, I don't know what to make of this. I don't like that confrontational thing. I think
Jeff, again, you're not the screenwriter. You never lived in the Wild Wild West. You never lived out there. It was raw. It was a raw time. People would look at you wrong and they'd shoot you.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Are you and Kyle shooting each other?
Well,
shoot him, man.
I cannot reveal.
Shoot him.
I cannot reveal. The Kyle.
I'll tell you what. Wound
the Kyle
him.
Character.
Wound
I'll reveal this.
All right, let's have it.
The Kyle character is the hero. He's in a wild, wild west situation, but he is the hero.
You're going to have one line and you're going to get killed.
Well, I can't reveal that.
Yeah.
I'm working on that too, falling down.
Yeah. He shoots you?
I can't reveal that, but yeah, he
nice.
Does.
Nice. Yeah. Where are you going to shoot him, Kyle?
No, I don't shoot me in the face. You shoot him in the
chest. I said I wasn't going to say
it. He's going to shoot you in the testicles.
No.
Bing, bing, bing. This is rated PG. This is not a
PG. I forgot this was the porn western.
This is not a porn western.
Have you worked on your firearm skills? Have you worked on your draw? I mean, you got all this down?
Done that since I was 8 years old.
Jeez.
What's that, Kyle?
I can't take your Richard out for the porn.
You can't what? Okay. What did you say?
I can't take your Richard out.
Oh, your Richard out. Oh.
Mm.
Oh, I get it. I get it. Okay. Oh, we got to take a break. Ooh. It's 4:45. Are you just seeing that on your little phone?
I just now caught this.
Oh,
has
gosh.
This been common knowledge?
Oh, yeah, it's common knowledge.
All right, I'm reading from mysa.com. Former Baylor leader Kenneth Starr, he's dead.
Yeah.
Appears 1,000 times in the Epstein files.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, 1,000 times.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
When was this?
I read about it several weeks ago.
Several weeks ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's common knowledge out there.
Golly.
Yeah. All right. Break time. More on this Friday afternoon. It is July the 10th here, as we see on the beautiful calendar.
You're not doing it in character.
What's that?
You've got to maintain the accent. You've got to go Ed Earl all the time.
The name will be Ed Earl, but I can't. I'm not going to talk like that.
I've read about every great method actor, like Sylvester Stallone, before he won the Academy Award in a low-budget film. He acted like that and was that character every
day. He was Rocky Balboa.
Yeah. And you were supposed to be Ed Earl shooting Kyle in the neck, and then Kyle shoots you right in the face.
Back with more on 102.7 ESPN right after this.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements, afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Check out the podcast page at 1027ESPN.com. Now back to the Jeff and Ed Show.
Hey, back on the show, I'm Ed Earl Clements along with Jeff Ward here.
I'm going to Twitter.
You're going to Twitter?
I'm stopping you right now. I'm going straight to Twitter.
Okay, because, go straight to Twitter,
you
man.
Know, the audience, a lot of times there's terrible behavior. There's just awful things said.
Yeah.
They're killing it.
I mean, are they doing a good job today?
Really? I don't know what spurred them on. They're killing it.
Here
we go, at Jeff Ward Show. Chris Reader ATX tweets, why is Clements getting a mass murderer name?
Ed Earl?
Yeah.
What is that? Like John Wayne Gacy? Or?
Yeah. Isn't there, what is the theory behind a middle name is Wayne? You're
Wayne
98%.
Earl is a good Earl's a good middle name.
Well, he says it's a mass murderer.
That's
name.
A family name. There are a lot of Earls. I was named after one of my grandfathers, Edward Lowe, and Earl Clements. So it's a good name.
Have any of them killed people?
No. No, of course not.
But what if you took your character and just started mowing people down?
See, Jeff? I would be like Alec Baldwin. I would be a...
Well, I don't mean in real life.
Oh.
I was thinking if Ed Earl, you know, gave him a little bit more of an edge, and Ed Earl's kind of an out-of-control killer, Kyle comes strolling up in his nicer horse, he takes you out.
Well, the good deal, if I knock it out of the park with that line, hey, what are you doing over there?
Kyle? Pause.
Line,
slower.
Please. Slow.
Line.
Who's asking?
I'm asking. Okay.
Wait. Hey, let's do this again. Do the horse gal. Let's do the whole scene again. Please.
Hey, what are you doing over there?
Who's asking?
By God, son, I am asking. What are you doing over there?
Okay, why? That's too much. Cut.
And that's when I put my hand on my six shooter.
Oh, you show him.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who's asking. Boy, you got to pause more.
I tell you who's asking. Boy,
Ed Earl is asking.
Work
that out. Okay, let's strive to get it. Here we go.
Ed Earl will not be my character name. That's my real name for the audition.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I have no idea what the... Well, I sort of do, but I
do
can't.
Do Ed Earl. Do it. Fits, right? What is the character's name going to be? Rufus?
Probably.
Yeah. That local yokel ATX tweets, Ed Earl, comma... Just think what Sergeant Sam would say or do.
Sergeant Sam would say, I tell you one thing, son. Would you like to borrow my gun? It's a real one. You know, he never shot a gun, Sergeant Sam Cox. Never shot a gun in his many years as an Austin policeman.
Shot a gun while at work or yeah. Shot a gun, period?
No, shot a gun while he killed a ton of deer.
Okay.
He killed deer on Runberg one day. But no, he never shot in the line of duty.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever tell that story about we're coming up a few weeks away from the anniversary of the Charles Whitman shooting in the tower? Sam, I asked him one time on the air, Sam, where were you during the Whitman shooting? Because he was a young policeman. He goes, don't ask me. I said, what? Just don't ask me. I said, where were you? He goes, I got into the office at 3:30 and I hadn't listened to the radio, and I said, hey, anything happened today, fellas?
Oh, gosh. Came strolling in after the fact. Bremer Ed tweets, sounds like Ed Earl is trying to get a part in Brokeback Mountain.
Listen, sir, that was an Academy Award winner. Just because it had scenes of homosexuality doesn't mean I will, you know, and that was all make-believe. I don't think Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger actually had sexual intercourse. It was make-believe. It was from a famous novel, sir. That's been banned. It would be banned today by the Texas legislature.
It'd be outlawed. They'd be arrested by the legislature.
That's right. They'd be banned from Texas.
Texas Hardball tweets, Ed needs the colonial Ed Earl on the back of his belt for the audition.
I got one. I already have one.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're betting a lot on this one bit.
No, I've had this belt for years and years
and
years.
You are really going all in for this. This is it. It either ends the career or it reignites it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mike Neiman tweets, suggestion for Ed's Boogie Nights stage name, Hetero Brownwood.
Hetero Brownwood.
Huh.
Oh, boy. Hetero Brownwood, and that's a foolish name. Texter, that's a foolish name.
What would be your porn name? Ed Earl
What is it? How do you do that, Kyle? Well, you put something together, your
yeah,
maybe your cat
it's
and
like
the name
the
of the
street name or something. Street name what and what your is the porn page? Star connection there? So
what is
you
that,
would
Kyle?
Be Oh man. You know, okay. You'd be Ed Earl Runberg.
Ed Earl Runberg?
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
That'd be your porn name.
It makes no sense.
You gotta have a name doesn't make sense.
A porn name has to relate to porn, foolish man over there.
Well, I'm
Dirk Diggler. Get it? Diggler? You get it. Amber Waves. Get it.
Are these 70s porn stars?
Those Boogie Night characters.
Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
Let's see. I guess Ed only does Western porn. T3 Monahan tweets, did you say Gallagher is at the World Cup? Is he destroying watermelons with a sledgehammer? Not only was Noel Gallagher
who is he?
In a skybox at the World Cup with Spain and Belgium, which is kind of random by itself. He's a Man City fan.
Oh, really?
He's hanging out with Penelope Cruz, who looks spectacular.
I wonder with the good fans from Norway and England, they're in Miami, so they probably like Miami down there, even though Norway had to move hotels. But Argentina and Switzerland, what do they make at Kansas City?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oof. I don't know why he's at the game, unless he's dating her. I have no idea. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
Oh, boy. That's...
Young actor?
No. He's with... He's
Singer?
One of the brothers with Oasis.
Oh, okay.
And they are legendary for hating each other, but they were on tour... Maybe still are, I don't know. Last summer. Let's see. Wow, Bevo Bob 123 tweets, Ed Clements to win Best Supporting Actor next year.
It's my goal, sir. Thanks very much, and I really appreciate your support. And that is my goal, to get up there in Hollywood and get that, you know, hear the name being called.
Mm.
Yeah. I'd leave Jeff in the New York Minute if I
sure
could. Yeah, I'd be gone. Yeah.
So would you like have to be this, would you be typecast going forward as kind of the rugged country guy?
See, that's the beauty of being an actor, Jeff. You get your lives in many different arenas.
Hmm.
I would probably go from this Ed Earl role as the Western dirty with a beard. My next role may be of like a East Coast psychiatrist.
Wow.
In the year 2025.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking you might be... like a gay piano player.
Well, if the role is there, you know what I mean?
Sure. All right. Local Yokel ATX tweets, Erlen Holland looks like the bad guy from Ghostbusters 2.
He does, doesn't he?
I don't remember Ghostbusters 2, but that's pretty funny. Yeah, here's another one. Holland looks like Viggo from Ghostbusters 2.
He's got that look about him. He really
Google
has that.
His girlfriend.
No, you Google his. No, I've got golf scores I want to tell you about.
No.
I'm not going to Google his.
I mean, he is. He's just a spectacular athlete. I mean, he's, what does he go, like 6'4", 235 or something. They clocked him in a game. There's this video out there of him going from the penalty area where he goes in, of course, to defend corner kicks because he's a beast. He goes the length of the field, and they clocked him, and I want to say it was at 35 or 36 kilometers per hour.
Where would you play him in football, our football? Would you play him rush in, tight end?
Edge rusher.
Edge rusher or tight end.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd play him as
6'5", 210.
Okay, I'd play him as a tight end, because if he got away from soccer, he'd weigh 240, a ripped 240, because he can't keep weight on running as much as he does. I think he'd be a freakish tight end. He's so fast. He's one of the, they say he's one of the five fastest players in the world.
Wow.
There's a video out there of him covering ground. They clear the ball. It's a Man City game. So they head the ball out. He's in there to defend because he's giant. They clear the ball out, and it's booted down the field. And all of a sudden, you see this beast just running down the field, and he just blows away everyone. Mm. It's nuts.
Almost 37 kilometers per hour.
Well, how much was it?
Almost 37 kilometers
37.
Per hour. So up to 23 miles per hour.
He's running 23 miles per hour.
It's like Tyreek Hill, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like Tyreek Hill.
He's running 23 miles per hour in soccer cleats.
Go head-to-head with Tyreek Hill. He'd smash him. Yeah.
Less than a quarter of a mile per hour. difference between him and Tyreek Hill.
Oh, wow. Is that right?
Tyreek Hill is 23.24 and Erling Haaland's like 22.9.
The video is just hilarious. There's like nine dudes on the other team and they're all trying to run down the field and he just starts leaving them behind. It's crazy how fast he is. And his training, they show his training video. He's, you know, one thing about the Norwegians, if you watch their team, it looks like a bunch of just, you know, they look like the Vikings are rolling in.
They roll.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it really looks like a bunch of Vikings who just strolled in. They are, their training habits and their diet is just militant. Mm, and so he really? Is, yeah, they don't, I told you the Europeans have been so far ahead of us in sports science.
They what, knew is all what is the national food of Norway? Herring, maybe?
What?
Do they eat herring over there? What are they?
What's herring?
Herring, the fish.
Oh.
What do they eat over there in Norway?
I don't know.
You know, Kyle, what do they eat in Norway?
They live to 100. They seem happy. Everyone's good looking except him. He's the ugliest guy in the country.
Yeah, he looks like
But they...
He'd do some of that hair, too. He'd grow out that hair. He's got that part of it shaved and part of it's
bun.
Long.
I want a man bun.
Stew, slow-cooked mutton and cabbage.
Stew?
Stew.
Yeah.
Good for the cold winters.
Yeah, they're physical freaks, though. Like, remember salmon. The guy in the Olympics, the cross-country skier that set the freakish
He runs uphill faster than he can ski downhill.
Like, those guys are just crazy fit. And he's kind of like that. And their whole team is kind of like
I hear
that.
Oslo's a very pretty city. Oslo, Norway. Yeah, Oslo.
Go to Google, look at his girlfriend.
I will go to look at his girlfriend during the break. It's 5 o'clock. Here at 102.
He has a collection of cars, too, that's supposed to be legendary.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's his vice.
Cars.
Yep.
All right, we'll have more on the Friday edition here, 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.